Jumping back on with Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle, continuing our Southern Marquette County Fishing Report. Thanks for some more of your time, bud.
Oh, pleasure as always. Thanks for having us.
We went through the launch sites, and access has improved a little bit. Still a couple of tough spots with some trees down still from those storms. Ice conditions are fantastic right now. Finally, I guess I should say. Most reports are 10 inches of good ice or better, with some more on top of that. Getting around pretty easy. Some lakes are slick, so you might need creepers. And as promised, now I want to go to the fishing reports. Let's start with some of the panfish reports I'm getting. I mean, everything from crappie and bluegill to perch, all getting good reports and pretty consistent, too. What are you hearing?
Yeah, I'm hearing the same. You know, bluegill, panfish, and that's a staple here in Gwynn. So fishing's normally pretty good for those, but as of right now, yeah, I'm hearing real good reports, specifically out of like East Bass, Horseshoe Lake Campground, decent sized crappie. You still have to pick through them as always because there's so many of the panfish, but overall the size is good. Still getting a lot of reports of smaller sized panfish on big shag, but they're getting lots of hammer handle pike. But yeah, East Bass, hearing good reports off the peninsula for crappie, bluegill, some perch mixed in it. So yeah, if you're coming to get some panfish, definitely. It seems to be a good time of the year right now, that early ice to that mid ice. Good fishing.
Anything that you're hearing on walleye fishing at all?
As far as for the local area, immediately here in Gwynn, yeah, I've gotten a few reports from the walleye. Anglers are getting some success out on Little Lake. Access to get to the fishing can be kind of an adventure, but if you're familiar with the area and can find access, the backside there off the second island, it seems like they're fishing the break where it goes from 20 foot to 10 foot. A lot of them using tip-ups with sucker minnow shiners. A lot of the new glow spoons from Lindy. Northland's got their model that's pretty similar. We've got all those on display. And then the anglers are using, you know, your jigging wraps. Shiver minnow is a good one. They're locally made, so always support local business if you can. So definitely give those a try.
Any colors?
Yeah, it seems to be that fire tiger always is your staple around here. A lot of them are going with the walleye color for a secondary, which is pretty much just your gold black. Yeah, and then as far as for the panfish, I always recommend in the area, since there's so many hammer handle pike in these lakes, these bluegill and crappie are aggressive. So don't be afraid to use a decent sized spoon that has the treble, you know. Throw three wax worms on there, aggressively jig above them, and you'd be surprised at how many nicer sized bluegill and crappie you'll catch as opposed to using just a small teardrop with a single wax worm.
Excellent tip right there. How about the pike? Are you hearing anything about the pike at all?
Pike frenzy. East Bass, they're getting lots of flags. Shiners, suckers, it's all preference. I always say if you're just going to be dropping down a treble hook and a sinker, you might as well throw on a shiner. But if you're going to be using some sort of spoon that has some shine to it, go ahead and go with the sucker minnows because they are a little bit less. But yeah, I haven't heard of any reports of any like big size pike. But if you do catch a big size pike in a hammer handle lake, I would definitely recommend releasing them and keeping those smaller size ones. But yeah, the bite's been really good for pike on East Bass, big shag. A little bit on Johnson. I've heard of a couple decent pike being caught on Johnson. Access there is a little bit rough to get to, but plenty of pike to fill your freezer.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle, I really appreciate the fishing report, man.
Hey, man, we appreciate you having us, and we appreciate all our customers. We gave away that auger successfully. That was a good thing. So stop in and see us. Add us on Facebook. Give us a call. Give us a chance to supply your outdoor needs.
The Southern Marquette County Ice Fishing Report right here on the Outdoor Show.